Rashi said it means the thumb, because a teflon usually is four thumbs. So Lamai Hilchos, what's the difference? Omer Rabba Linyan Tchelos Nogea Tzitzis. The Tanya will learn like this. Kama Chutanu Noisen. How many strings do you put into the Tzitzis? Besham Yom Arba. Like we do, four strings. Fold it over to be eight. But Besulayim Rishloish does not have three strings. The Kama Temu Shashelos. How long? Rashi learns, meaning that when you put it onto the beggar itself, how high up off the corner is the hole supposed to be? So Besham Yom Arba, four its boys. Or Besulayim Rishloisha, three its boys. Shleisha v'sholosh means three its boys, three its way. Shebeishamay, Omer Beishamay says, Echad miyaba b'tefah shekolodim. That this etzba that we measure it with is the etzba of a thumb, which four of them make up a tefach. So how high up is the highest that the hole could be on your corner where you're going to put that tzitzis into? It can't be more than three its boys. Three goydla means three thumbs upwards. But a little bit less, yes. Yeah. That's the shear of an etzpa, how high up the hole of the beggar should be where you put the tzitzis into. We have Huna bread in Yeshua Amar Lishtayam. It means for a different halacha. About these two amas, there's two measuring sticks that are on the base of Middish. The Tznam run like this. Shtay amas, there were two measuring sticks, an amma long, Hoyu Bishushin Abira, that was in the base of Middish, in the Lishcha in the room called the Shushin Abira. Now, Achaf Akir Mizrachas Venus. One was on the northeast side, the Yachas Akir Mizrachas Venus on the east south side. Shalkir Mizrachas Venus on the east north side, because Yisrael Rosh Moshe was a little bit longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's Amma, Chatzies was a half an Amma longer. But the Shalkir Mizrachas Venus, because Yisrael Rolea Chatzies, it was even another half an Etzpa more, which comes out together for them to Yisrael Rosh Moshe Etzpa. That the second one was an Etzpa bigger than Moshe. Now, v'lo mahoyu achas gedolah v'achas ketana. How come they have to have one bigger, one smaller? So pshat is like this. K'shoyu umnin neitlin. When the umnin used to take upon themselves to build or to bring things in the base of Migdash, they used to get paid for it. So we want to make sure that they would do exactly, because otherwise if they took extra money, it would be over nisamila. So neitlin v'ketana, u'ma'achzirin v'gedolah. When they used to take away, they used to measure it off in a smaller measuring. And we'll bring it back, we'll have to bring it back in a bigger measuring, as if they for sure would not be over the Yisamila. So they took it away in the regular Amma Shom Moshe, but when they returned it, whatever they took from Hegdish, they'd always give back a drop more, to make sure that if they're not giving back a drop less, they should not be over the Yisamila. But still, Tati Lomeli, why here in Shushan Abir, they have to have two of them, one a half an etzba bigger, one a whole etzba bigger, why? Chod the Kastel of the Habrot. When you take gold and silver, there it's enough just to make it a half of an etzba bigger. The chodah de binyana, when you're building, you have to build a whole etzba bigger. I call upon them to have these measuring things that was an etzba bigger than the regular amma. So to shala, how much is that etzba? That's what we said before, the size of a thumb. We have nachum by Yitzchok, v'teimer rav huna bar, bar nosin. Li'oysa shenino, goes note to the din of our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, she another mumiz, she is bosa ben chuya lechuya mole etzba. You have the tail of the bechor that the bones are separated by an etzba of meat in between. That's called a mum. So the shell is how big is an etzba? An etzba is the size of a thumb. You have the size of a thumb in between. That makes it from mum. And Mishnah says, ein lei beitzim. What's going to be if the bechor doesn't have beitzim? Oy ein lei ela beitzach. Only has only one. That's also called a mum. We have Yishma Leimer im Yesh Le Shnei Kisim. If it has two kisim, two sacks there, you should know Yesh Le Beis Beitzim. For sure it has two Beitzim, even though you can't see them. Ein Le Shnei Kisim, if it doesn't have two sacks, then Ein Le Beit Sachas, then for sure it only has one. Even if it has two and one, it's no good. That's also called a mum. It has to have two kisim. We have Kiva Leimer Moishive Al Akuza. Kiva holds, if you have this B'chor, that has, let's say, two kisim, but you only see one beta there, so sit him down on his back, on the moyach, and like, press down, pull the beitzim, pull the sack. In yesh beitzim, if there is a beitzim really there, you should know, say to Lotte, so come down. And if it doesn't come down by you pushing it, that's a proof there's no beitzim there, and therefore it's called a mum. And meister once happened like this, shemir, what they pulled down on the sack, pull a yot, and the beitzim did not come down. So the paskin was called a mum, Nishkata, they said you're allowed to shech this bechor. And after they shechted it, Venim says Bivuka Bixolim. They found out that the Beitz was really there, just stuck up all the way on top, on the sides, on the Xolim, on the flanking. But Fitram Kivakiva says still it's mutter. Because the old, since the Beitz was not in its right place, was all the way up, that's still called a mum. Rabbi Yechonim ben Uri, the Yosef Yechonim ben Uri, he also know that the mice is not called a mum, he holds, because the mice said there was a Beitz there, just was all the way up, he holds, it's not called a mum. So what's it like this? Hash, do you tell me the Mishnah says, Ein lo yele Beitz achas, or mat every mum, if it only has one Beitz, it's called a mum, it's missing. Ein lo klal mi boy, if it doesn't have anything, for sure it's a mum. What does the Mishnah have to say? Ein lo Beitz, and then it says, Ein lo yele Beitz achas. Let us just say, Ein lo yele Beitz achas, called a mum. What does that have to say the ratio for, if it has no Beitz and mum together? So now it says, true, I'll tell you, chasur mech, something is missing here. Vokhi ketani, this is where we should learn. Vokhi ketani. Ein loy shtei beitzim v'shtei kisim. It doesn't have two beitzim, meaning to say, in two kisim. Ein lo bekis echad. It has two beitzim in one sack. That's a mum. Or else, inami shtei kisim, even if the behemah has two kisim, two sacks, but a beitzachas, you only form one beitzah there. That's also a raise mum. That's the pshan ratio. Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, yesh loy beitz kisim, if it has two sacks, the Yadua Shesh the base Beitzim, for sure there are base Beitzim there. Even though you can't find it, for sure it's there, it's not a mum. Ein lo yele kisach, it only has one sack, then we say, Kimi Shem lo yele Beitzachas Domi. It's like it only has one egg, and one Beitzah, and therefore it's a mum. The Yosu Rebbe Kiva, the Meima, know that the Yadua Lemin, I don't say this, Yadua. I don't say this. Yes, I don't say for sure. Just the fact that it has two kisim doesn't tell me for sure that there are two beitzim there. Ela rather, Moshiv Yelakud, you have to test it and see. Put it down on his back, or the moyach and stretch, pull the beitzim, the kisim. In yesh beitzah, safe lotus. If there is a beitzim, it'll come out, it'll come down. And if nothing comes down, that's what the key is saying. Even though it has two sacks, that's still a mum. The Beitzer is not there, or it's in the wrong place, that's still called a mum. Then the Meisah once happened, Shemir, they pulled down on the kiss, the Layot, and the Beitzer didn't come down. Tani would run like this, Om Rav Yosi, Meisah bePiran Shabbos Menach, once happened by Piran Shabbos Menach, Rashi says, Shem Akron, this city, Shabbos Menachim, in this house, Shemir, they once had this Bechor, that had the two kissim, but only one Beitzer, and they pulled down on the kiss. For lo yotzah, nothing came out. They didn't find another beitzah. So they passed this a mum. The nishkotah, they shechted on it. The nim says, the vukah b'ksolim, whether they found it attached to the ksolim. Vitter Rebbe Kiva, Kiva said it's mutter. The yotzah Rebbe Yechonah Manur, Rebbe Yechonah Manur, he says, no, it's not a mum. So that's like learning our Mishnah. Omer Rebbe Kiva, Kiva said that, Rebbe Yechonah Manur, ad mosay atem mechalim moinu shay yisotel, how long are you going to destroy the money of Yisrael? Meaning to say that since you tried it, you didn't find the beitzah there, it's not in its right place, that's called a mum, it's mutter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says back, no. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says back to Rabbi Kiva, Ad Mosay Atam Maichu Yisrael Nevelis, and how long I let in Klai Yisrael Nevelis? Means it's not called a mum, you have no right to shecht it. Lav Mishpat Gemara, a Nevela, why is it called a Nevela? Lav Mishcha Shchita, did you shecht it? It's not called a Nevela. Ela Treifa. So Mora says, no, lo yisa treifa, so it was not a treifa either. So only Shalom was a b'chor without a mum. And rather, ad mosay at the machu yisrael kotshe machutz. Meaning to say, since it doesn't have a mum, it has kedusha on it. You have no right to eat kotshe machutz. That's the machlokes here. But you have these two kisim, and you press down, you don't find the beitza. Is that called a mum or not? Now the Mishnah says, Baal chomish reglam, let's say the behemah has five legs. That's also called a mum. The sheragla klutais, let's say its legs, the hooves are round, kishel chamor like a donkey, they're not like a behemoth, they're round like a donkey, it's also called a mum. The ashachov aksul is also called a mum. Ezel shach, what's called shach? Shenishmuto yirechai. Means a thigh slipped out of place. The ksul, shach is miuchem gvayis, means one thigh is taller than the other one, that's called a mum. Where's the mum only in the front legs? Ava beregel in the back legs, treifa nami heve. If it has an extra leg or missing a leg in the back, that's even a treifa. If you have three legs in the back, that's like one was taken off, and that makes it into a trefer. Amar Apopo, late time in the Mishnah says that the klutos, those hooves are round like a chamor that's called the mum. So don't say the agilin v'loy sadikin have to be both. They're round and they're not split. No, elakiva nagilin, since they're round, I forgot to speak, and even though they're split, even though it has a crack on the hooves, but since they're round like a chamor, it also makes it for mum. Then the ashachol v'yaksil, turn rabbonim. Ezel kosel, what's called the kosel? The ezel shachol. Shachol means shenishmatu yirechai. That the thigh slipped out of place. Ksil, shiragli achas patech. Ksil means shiragli echod besech haksil. Ragli echod agabya ksil. Means that one leg is longer than the other one. Ksil rash says plunked. That means that's like the part where it's mechuba, where the socket is. So one is after slipped out of place. Just one is above the socket and one's below the socket. So that means one is bigger, one is smaller. Tani learn like this. Hasarua viakola. These are two mumim. Sarua means shenishtav v'loi yurechai. That means one of thigh is bigger than the other one. Kolot means sheragla klutus kishechamor. Those hooves look round like a donkey, roskishosus, like a horse, not like a behemoth. That's also called a mum. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be nishpar etzem yod? Let's say the front feet, one of the legs broke, whereas we had some ragli from the back feet. Apapisha nikri, even though you can't see it, we'll soon see what that means. Mum and edel, now all these mum we had so far, mona ila biyavne. Ila put a cheshb on all these mum in yavne, and behod lechom lechom greet him. The yoy gimel, there's another three, hoisat that he added by himself. On Omulah, the Chum said back to you, no, Le Shemanu, Elo Aselu, we only heard the first three, not these next three that you want to say. But what are these new three that Elo is saying? Shagalgal Einoi Ogul Kashel Adam. If the eye of a behemoth is round like a man, that's a mum. Or Pib of the mouth of the behemoth, of the Bechor, is learned to Kashel Chazir. If it looks longer, the top part is longer than the bottom part, it looks like a pig, that's a mum. If by its tongue most of the part that you use for talking was taken out, that's called a mum. But Bezna Shalachrei Mum raised a mum. The next Bezna greets him, and they agreed also these three things should also be called a mum. Now the Gemara is the question. Ain't no nikra mikra be mum. If you say the legs were cracked, broken, but you can't tell, is that called a mum? We always say mum has to be begolin, not per se, sir. Our Prophet says, Eino nikra machmas satsum, means you can't tell it by itself, means when it's standing. Avo nikra machmas malacha, but it does work, then you can see it can't do work, then you can see the legs are broken, that's called the mum shabagoli. Mumim elu manu. Mar says, Lamein, what do you want to tell me? The lav hainu urchei, that's not normal. That this is called the mum. Or a minu, I have a question. It says here, but you're telling me now that the eyes of a behemoth does not look like the eye of an Adam. Therefore, if it does, it's called a mum. Mars says it's not true. Or a minu. Remember like this. Hamapelis, the Venetia has a miscarriage. And the baby looks, min behemoth looks like an animal. The chayah v'yayf. So ben tamei and ben tamei, whether it looks like a behemoth tamei or behemoth tairam, im zocher, if it's a male, teshav l'zocher, you have to be noig tomah for 6 days, 7 days. In the kevah, in the kevah, teshav in the kevah for 14 days. Any Yadula, so she does not know whether it's a Zohar and a Keva, then the Chumash has to go both ways, Teshul and Zohar and a Keva, Ben Latum and Ben Latayra. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Now why? She had a miscarriage of an animal, of course, not another. Why should she be telling me altogether? The Yom Rabbi Babachon and Rabbi Yechon, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reasoning? Hoyu v'galgol einoi ogol kashaladim. Because in one way a behemoth is like a man. So therefore, if a lady had a miscarriage of a behemoth, it's called a miscarriage of a person. Because the eyes are alike. But our core point, we see here that the eye of a behemoth is, yes, round like the eye of a man. So why does our Mishnah say it's a mum? Amar Rabbi Yosef Lakasha, Atayho B'yuchim O'B'chayura. One is talking about the black of the eye, one is talking about the white of the eye. So, Rashi says, B'yuchim O'Shocha Shalayin HaBehemah, the black of the eye that's round like a person's. But our Mishnah is talking about the white of the eye. That by an animal usually is not so round, so if it comes round like a man, that's called a mum. Then the Mishnah says, "Upiv doimikas shechaviyuk." The mouth of the animal looks like a pig. Amar Rav Papa, lo taima, don't think to shofir the Purim. There has to be two things. There has to be shofir and Purim. Rashi says, "Lo taima the boy doimikaviyuk mikol bechol the shofir the Purim." Shofir says, "Pivog with the mouth is round." Pour means to shuffle, you know, the top part is sticking out. So don't say you have to have both. Yeah. Late time we don't say the shuffle, the pores have to be round, and also the top part is sticking out more than the bottom part, like a pig. And a tivon, the palm, as long as the top part is longer than the bottom part, I forgot the shuffle, even though it's not round like a pig. But as long as the top part of his lip is sticking out more than the bottom part, that also makes him home. Then the Shinita Rav Hamadabam Shaboshainoi is Masni Samani of Yudi, the Tanya. The Shinita Rav Haloshin. That's the Tanakama. What's called the moment of the majority of the tongue was taken out? Then you measure the whole tongue. If you don't even know, you don't have to measure the whole tongue. But Rav Hamadabam Shaboshainoi, just the majority of the part of the tongue you use for talking, but the top part, the part that's not attached to the jaw, the part that we see like that part of the tongue, the rove of that was taken out, that also makes it into a mum. Then it says, the Meister once happened, Shehalechi HaTachton Oidef HaLoyin, the bottom jaw was longer than the top jaw. For sure, the Yeshua B'Gam Liyel HaChachomim, for Yom HaRezimim, that's also called a mum. This is the opposite of a pig. Here, the bottom one was bigger than the top one. So Moses says, My Tana, Tiktoni Umaisa, like who's talking about this case? Did you say a Meister story once happened? We're not talking about this case. So Moses says, Yes, yes. Bishum the tongue, we learn like this. We learn this. The tongue we learned, piv doim la chazir. Learned if the piv of the mouth is like a chazir. Now, pligi rabbon alay the rabbi, or like Rabbi Elon. The rabbon, these are one of the three things that Rabbi Elon added on. So rabbon argued on him. Or karminu, now the Mishnah is saying like this. Ki pligi rabbon alay, when the rabbon argued on rabbi, this vasoi, only by its lip. That even though the top lip is extended, that's not called a mum. That's not called a mum. But if the bottom part of the lip is extended more than the top part, that's a raise the mum. There they agree, Takrabila, that is called a mum. So this is very good. That's a good proof that when the bottom is longer than the top, that they both agree that is called the mum. For the Gemara, Ivo Agabi, Yodim, we learned this by Nodim. By Nodim, we learned that smashed only by a person there's a mum, not by a behemoth. We learned later by Mumi Odom that Svosa Hel Yoinoi Defas Al Tachtoino, if his top lip is longer than the bottom one, or else Oisha Tachtoino Defas Al Yoinoi, the bottom one is longer than the top one, has a razor mum, we learned that's called the mum. So, erase the mum gabi yodim. Why? Because gabi yodim would receive ish mizer aron. Ish sheshova bizar shlon is be a man that's perfect like zar shlon, the perfect man. It's only a mum by a man, by a kayin. Abu behema loy, but behema is not a mum. So, you tell me now, Mishneh, that the bottom lip is longer. It is called a mum. Later, it's a mashman that's only a mum by another, by a kayin. There it says he has to be shova, a regular perfect person, but not by behema. This is Amra Popular Kasha's no stira. I'll tell you, hold the yis per etzim, hold less per etzim. It depends if it has an etzim, a bone there. If the bone is extended, that is called a mum, even by a behemoth. That we say only by the odom, not by a behemoth. That was not that the bone is extended, it's only the lip itself extends. So that's only a psul by an odom. But if the bone, if the jaw itself also extends, then achnami, that would be a mum, even by a behemoth also. All right, we'll stop here.